You're listening to The Coffee Hour. I'm Andy Bates.
I'm Sarah Golseth.
What does leadership of youth in our congregations, in our church at large, look like? We're going to talk about that today as we learn more about Youth Lead. Today's episode of The Coffee Hour is underwritten in part by Concordia University Chicago. You can learn more about Concordia University Chicago by visiting cuchicago.edu. Joining us today, DCE Juliana Schultz. She's Program Manager of Resources and Leadership for LCMS Youth Ministry in the LCMS Office of National Mission. Did I get all that right?
You did. That was perfect.
Well, thank you. It's great to have you in studio.
Yeah,
and
great to be here.
You also spent some time in the studio doing something else besides the coffee hour. You and Pastor Mark Kiesling have a fun podcast.
Yeah, called End Goals, which doesn't sound like much of anything, but it's we've done now, I think, 150 episodes of End Goals where we talk about youth ministry and help prepare lay leaders to do that.
That's a milestone.
Yeah.
Episodes?
It's a lot.
That is. That's a lot of content.
More of us than we ever thought anyone wanted.
But you guys cover a lot of really helpful things for adults who care about youth in our church.
Yeah.
And we're going to talk about caring about youth in our church, particularly opportunities for them to learn about leadership and serving. So we're going to talk about that. Speaking of, what makes leadership training for youth in the church so valuable to the church? Because we have some training opportunities coming up.
We do. Certainly at LCMS Youth Ministry, we know that giving young people opportunities to serve and to lead in load-bearing ways is critical to healthy youth ministry. We talk about it in our 7 practices of healthy youth ministry, opportunities to serve and lead and for young people to live out their unique vocations are 2 of those practices. Part of the reason we know that to be true is we see it in scripture, we see it in our research. If you've listened to End Goals, you will know that we ask the people who join us who are much smarter than us to talk about youth ministry. We ask them, what's something that was critical that happened in your high school years that helped connect you to God and His church? And so many of them will say, because the church gave me an opportunity to lead, because the church opened up doors that allowed me to have that leadership role, whether it was in their youth ministry or in some other way, even when I was inexperienced, even when I messed it up. And that ultimately led them to pursuing church work or other work that helps benefit the church. So we really know that when we give those opportunities, that we're able to better retain our young people, we're able to do better recruitment for church workers, and so many other healthy things in the church.
Yeah, and that youth lead training is really important for youth in the church. We got to, I think we talked with you on the Lutheran Ladies Lounge about some of this, and we had a special youth lead leadership leading lady episode on the Ladies Lounge too. And I have to say that talking with actual youth lead participants in that way really has shaped how I think about the youth in my own church. So that's really cool. But what, from your perspective, what happens in a youth lead training?
So youth lead training's been around since the early 80s, actually. We've called it a lot of things since then. Maybe you're familiar with Lutheran Youth Fellowship or Clifer at one point, but now we call it youth lead. And the idea is that we're bringing in high school young people from across the country to St. Louis, and we are giving them three key things. We'll call it 3 key things. We do lots of stuff, but the big ones are this. One is we're drawing them into a community of other young people who want to be in leadership and who are very passionate about making sure that they're faithful and they're in their walk and who are wanting to lead in the church and in their community. And so they get to build those relationships with each other and relationships with other adults who can help support them in that endeavor. Then we have a new curriculum that comes out every year. It's video-based. And the great part about that is it's designed for young people to lead it either in their congregation or their circuit or their district. And so they go through that curriculum, but they also learn how to lead it. So when they go back, so that's one of the things that lots of our groups do when they come to Youth Leaders and they go back and use that curriculum. But also, we spend a lot of time developing Christian leadership skills. So things like how to write a devotion, how to lead a devotion, how to lead a small group. So some of it's very practical and some of it's like, okay, how do you make sure you're devotion has enough law and gospel and the balance of that and those kinds of things. So there's a lot of different pieces that come out of that, but those are kind of the big 3 that we hear consistently of that skill development, being able to lead that curriculum, and then that relationships that come out of that.
When we talk about leadership, particularly for youth, what are some examples of that? Because some of us think about, well, I'm going to serve as the president of the youth group or something like that. And it might be
sometimes
it might be that, but I think maybe we're talking about something that's a little bit wider.
Sure.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, you know, many times people will ask, like, hey, we want to start bringing on young people in leadership. What's the structure for that? And we used to give a handbook out that would give you all the rules and regulations and the board structures for that. Now, when we talk about youth lead, we really talk about helping to get to know each one of your young people. What are they passionate about? What are their skills at? What are they interested in? And how can we find places where they can use those things in leadership? So for us, we've got young people who might come back and serve on a youth board, right? In a youth committee in some case. That was something I did when I was younger and can be really, really helpful. But also young people who are helping with other aspects of the church. So it might be in children's ministry. It might be in helping with the trustees of the church. It might be we've had people go back and help with acolytes and organizing the acolytes and training the acolytes. So it can look like a lot of different things.
I hear a lot of pastors just sighing a sigh of relief with that one right there.
And they found like it was so much easier for that teen leader. It's because they knew their peers, they knew their younger siblings, felt like everybody felt more comfortable when they were properly training the acolytes. And it was one less thing a pastor had to do. When we talk about leadership, it's really a lot of different things. Just like any adult in the congregation is going to have a lot of different opportunities to lead. One of the things we do want is to make sure that it's, we call the term load-bearing leadership. It means like that's got some responsibility. Something's going to fail if they don't do what they're asking to do or what they're supposed to be doing. And so they have some responsibility. They have to report. They have to make decisions about resources. They have to execute on a task. So that we want to make sure that leadership is meaningful and significant and not just kind of a throwaway. We'll put you on a board and we're never going to listen to you and that kind of a thing. Or sure, you can do that, but then we're going to go behind you and take that away or do it my own way because I don't like the way that you're doing it kind of a thing.
Why is it important for youth to have those load-bearing? I like that term, load-bearing leadership. That's good. I might steal that. Why is it important for youth to have those experiences where they are in a situation where something could fail if they don't do what they're supposed to do?
Well, part of that is certainly we want to be clear about the gospel. We're not letting them speak heresy, right? But outside of that, right, when we fail, that's a place where we learn, right? And even if it's not a complete failure, if it's something doesn't go the way it's supposed to, that's how we learned. We've all can remember whether you started as a high schooler or as in your 20s or whatever, the first time you led didn't go perfectly, would be my guess. That's how we learn and develop. And so being able to give them opportunities to say, hey, we know, we feel that you are capable of this. We trust you. We're going to give you this job. And if it doesn't go well, we're going to talk about it. We're going to figure out what we're going to do differently next time. We're going to debrief that. What did you learn? How can I better support you to make sure that something happens differently the next time? But we're going to continue to give you that opportunity. That's where learning and growth happens, right? And we want to do that because young leaders will eventually become not quite as young leaders and eventually just be like regular leaders, right? But they have to start somewhere, right? We all had to start somewhere. But I can certainly point to being on my youth board and having adults who took me seriously when I had no right to be taken seriously at 13 and 14, who still listened to me. And that was incredibly meaningful for how I understood my role in the church and how God was gifting me.
And through that, given that opportunity, that load-bearing leadership opportunity, we see youth step up.
Yeah,
right?
Oh, for sure.
When they're given that opportunity, especially when they're given the training, you know, and whether they're training at Youth Lead or one of the youth back home who are then trained by the youth who participate in Youth Lead.
Yeah.
Those are great opportunities. Okay, let's go ahead and take our pause here and then we'll get into more about what's going on at Youth Lead. And we have something new going on with Youth Lead this year as well. We're talking with DCE Juliana Schultz. She's Program Manager of Resources and Leadership for LCMS Youth Ministry, talking about Youth Lead today. We'll continue the conversation in just a moment right here on the Coffee Hour. I'm Andy Bates.
I'm Sarah Golseth.
I'm Dr. Russell Dawn, president of Concordia University Chicago. I'm thrilled to announce the Prepared to Serve Church Professional Guarantee. Any new student in one of CUC's six church work programs will pay no more than $5,000 in annual tuition and required fees guaranteed. Prepared to Serve is a donor-funded initiative. Support future church work students by becoming a funding partner at cuchicago.edu/prepared-to-serve. Concordia University Chicago. With Christ at the center, we stand tall for the church.
Welcome back to the Coffee Hour. I'm Andy Bates.
I'm Sarah Golseth.
Today we're talking with DCE Juliana Schultz about Youth Lead and LCMS Youth Ministry, which is a training opportunity for youth in the LCMS. And now this takes place typically, registration happens in the fall, but it takes place in early part of the year, right?
Yes, yeah, so registration opens in October. It should be open now. And then we'll have an event here in St. Louis in March. So March 19th through the 22nd here in 2026. But that we talk about it early because the last few years we've really filled up. We only have about 90 spots available in that event. And so that registration is open. And then we're going to be starting a second event called Youth Lead Servant Events. That'll happen this summer, June 14th through the 19th. Luther Hayes. In Indiana.
I love that place.
It's so great.
It's a great place to do servant events. All right, I want to talk about servant events and Youth Lead Servant Event in just a moment. But before we get too much further in the conversation, who can attend Youth Lead or Youth Lead Servant Event?
Yeah, so we want them to be members of an LCMS congregation. We want them to be in high school. Usually we say we want them to be kind of on the older end of high school, though for every church it might be a little different depending on from year to year. And we want them to be young people who are actively looking to step into some kind of leadership role. So not everybody in your youth group is going to come to Youth Lead, but we're looking for those groups of kids that are particularly looking for kind of the next level of leadership.
What kind of feedback have you gotten from past participants in the Youth Lead trainings?
Yeah, so many different kinds of experiences that the young people have. The things that we consistently hear were that young people gained a lot of confidence, right? That they got a chance to try and learn that they could stand in front of people or lead a small group or plan an event, all of those things, so that they grow in that confidence. We often hear that they meet friends that are significant to their ongoing lives. I always love when, hey, I met this person at Youth Lead and now they're my roommates at school or they're lifelong friends. But I also appreciate that I was just at the Lutheran Educators Association conference and we had somebody who did Youth Lead who came up to the booth and was like, hey, I'm a Lutheran teacher now. My sister went to Youth Lead. She's now a leader in the congregation. And so, you know, we've been doing this a while to be able to see like really the long-term impact of people who either stepped into full-time church work or stepped into leadership roles in their congregation because of the experience that they got to have at Youth Lead.
And Youth Lead isn't entirely just adults teaching youth how to be leaders.
No.
So there's an executive committee, right?
There is. And so one of the really neat things about that March event in particular, and actually it's going to be true in our Youth Lead Servant event as well, is that we have an elected group of six young people who are, right now, they are just starting, our new group is, and so they're mostly still in high school, and they get trained, and then they run the event. So if you show up to the Youth Lead event in March, you are not going to see an adult up front leading things probably for the first 24 hours or so, right? It's going to be totally youth-led. They lead all the small groups, and we really find that that's a great modeling opportunity for them to say like, hey, I know I can do this because I'm watching other young people do this in front of me. So a lot of our work is behind the scenes, making sure that they have everything they need to be able to lead for those young people. So yeah, it's teen led for that leadership development.
It sounds like such a great opportunity. Every time we talk about it, it sounds like something that my past self probably would have loved so much. So I'm so glad that young people get an opportunity to do this now. And you guys are adding servant event, Youth Lead Servant Event in the summer. You mentioned that. Tell us more about this new opportunity.
Yeah, we are so grateful that National LWML gave us a grant to be able to try and expand Youth Lead. Like I said earlier, we've been full in our March event for the last 3 years. And we said, hey, we want to try some stuff. Hey, what does it look like to try and expand this? And LWML was incredibly gracious and They gave us a grant that's going to allow us, we're still working on maybe some regional events, but is really going to help us to fund this servant event. So the idea is, hey, we're going to be a little bit longer, right? So it's going to be a Sunday through a Friday, and it's going to be half servant event. So in the morning, we're going to go, we're going to work with an organization in the morning and do service work, and we're going to come back to camp, and then we're going to have some time where we do that leadership development, and then we're going to practice it, right? And then we're going to come back and learn, and we're going to practice it. We really think that it's a great blending of LCMS sermon events and youth lead. We think it's going to attract a particular kind of young leader who's maybe less into classroom learning and more into some like physical do it and practice it. We know we have some young leaders who maybe 4 days sitting in a retreat center is maybe not their jam, but going out and trying some things and learning with this servant event alongside the leadership training, we hope is going to be impactful for them as well.
I know it's kind of far out in terms of the calendar. We're right. Talking next summer. When is it next summer?
Yeah, so it's going to be next June, the 14th through the 19th.
Is registration open for that in October as
it
well?
It is, okay. Because we really have a very limited spot, right? Even mm-hmm. though we have the funding. It's the first time we've ever tried this. So we really do only have about 30 spots or so. That are available. So we want to kind of get people signed up early.
So I know it's kind of far out, but you mentioned that this servant event will involve some physical activity as well, like moving. Any idea? Do we know what the actual work of the servant event will be?
So we're going to be working with a population in the Fort Wayne area, who Burmese immigrants, and helping provide like a park VBS kind of children's ministry experience for those kids as a way to help share the gospel through an ongoing organization that they have there in Fort Wayne, and then be able to meet with those people and understand some cross-cultural things. And so it's an ongoing ministry that happens that we're going to be there to help facilitate.
What are you excited about adding this event? Adding something new. You get so excited about leadership and youth. It's really fun to watch you talk about this. Why are you so excited about this?
I'm excited that we continue to have more and more young people who are willing to, who say like, hey, I want to do this. I want to lead. I want to be an active part of my congregation. And to be able to help facilitate that is an incredible gift. I'm a DCE. And so I'm not in the parish anymore. And there are things that I miss, but getting to work with this executive team and to hear their excitement and their nervousness and to train up with them. But also this opportunity, we just know the impact that sermon events can have both on the lives of the people we serve and on our young people. To be able to mix that with what we do at Youth Lead, I think it's going to be magical. Not magical is maybe the wrong term, but I think it's going to have a great mixture that's going to have a big impact, and God willing, that will help facilitate even more young leaders and help us expand what we do in Youth Lead to even more young people, and be something that we can continue to do after this.
I think it comes back to what you were talking about, load-bearing leadership earlier. I think you'll see that in the servant event as well. Yeah. At Luther Haven, Camp Luther Haven in Indiana, because the opportunities that youth will have through this servant event will be valued by the people they're serving, and they'll get to see that, I'm sure, during their time there, how the people value what it is that they're offering it through their servant event, through their leadership as part of that event. Going back to the benefits of Youth Lead and now this new opportunity with the Youth Lead servant event as well, what do you see as the benefits for congregations whose youth participate in Youth Lead?
Yeah, we consistently see congregations who report back that they have young people who are highly engaged in their youth ministry, who are helping support peers to be more engaged in youth ministry and in the life of the congregation. We've seen them feel more confident in not only stepping up in their own congregation and providing those roles, but being able to share the good news of the gospel with their peers and to care for them well. It's amazing. We had periodically throughout the year after Youth Lead, I'll get emails from leaders who came who will send me pictures of, we just got one a couple weeks ago that was like, hey, they led the the session from Youth Lead with our middle schoolers for a middle school retreat. And here's the pictures, which is amazing. Pretty quickly after this last March event, we had young people who felt like they really wanted to have a baccalaureate as a part because they were graduating. So they helped design and work with pastors and other people to be able to host musicians to host a baccalaureate for their high school, which was really amazing. So the ways in which ministry can happen, but also that the gospel can be shared because of these passionate young people is really amazing.
What have you learned from the participants you've been able to work with, the executive committees that you've been able to work with? What are some of the things you've learned about young people, but about doing your job better and really being able to serve these kids in better ways every time these youth lead trainings and the servant event now come up?
So many things. You think that I'm here to teach them, but often they're the ones teaching me. And we could call that reverse mentoring or whatever you want to call it. But certainly I have become more and more convinced that we are holding our young people back, that if we really just listened to them well and gave them opportunities when they ask for them, that there is a heart and a desire to be a part, an active part of the congregation, whether that's service or leadership. And often I am like, well, maybe I'll handle it. I don't need to handle that. They've got it. They've got it handled. They need me for some kinds of support. But really, they're very smart. They're very capable. And really often it's me needing to step back and figure out, you know, there's a bit of ego, especially for older leaders, over like, that's not how I would do it, but if it gets done, right? And it happens, can we hold that loosely and let them run a little more? So man, always learning new things. Also, you know, it's a good way to keep me young in that I have to learn all of the right ways to text them and what right emojis to use and all of those things as well.
Yes, working with young people does keep you young or at least informed on what the current mode of communication is.
Sure, yeah, absolutely.
I've learned a lot of that too, just by having a nearly teen, a preteen. So,
a preteen. Yes, yeah. They'll let you know when you do it wrong.
What do we need to know about registration for Youth Lead and Youth Lead Servant Event in 2026?
Yeah, so if you want more information about anything that has to do with Youth Lead, you can go to lcms.org/youthlead. Super easy. You can also find us on Facebook and Instagram to be able to see more about when that will open and what that looks like. And I'll be able to link to the registration there, but you'll be able to get all the information that you need.
Facebook and Instagram, is that where the youth are today?
It's where their grownups are. Uh-huh. I don't know where they are. They're always somewhere new. They might be on Instagram.
Maybe. So lcms.org/youthlead. You can find the information, registration information for both Youth Lead, which takes place in March, and the Youth Lead Servant Event taking place in June, all in 2026. But you want to register now because it fills up.
Yeah, it does. And also, if you maybe don't want to do the Youth Lead Servant Event, but you want another LCMS Servant Event, I'm going to lcms.org/youth. And clicking on that, you can get into servant events. We do host a number of servant events that are available across the country for you to attend with your whole youth group that aren't Youth Lead, but they're really fantastic, amazing opportunities to serve and to grow together as a community.
Outstanding. Our guest today, Juliana Schultz, Program Manager of Resources and Leadership for LCMS Youth Ministry. Thank you so much for spending this time with us, helping us learn about Youth Lead and the new Youth Lead Servant Event.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
You've been listening to The Coffee Hour. I'm Andy Bates.
I'm Sarah Golseth.
The Coffee Hour with Andy and Sarah is a production of KFUO. To support The Coffee Hour and KFUO Radio, visit KFUO.org. You can also text KFUO to 41444 or send an email to gifts@KFUO.org. And you can call us at 800-844-0524. KFUO. Christ for you, anytime, anywhere.